Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome to another Fun Friday episode where Princess Chloe and I are going to be talking about episode 6 from the show The Prince on HBO Max titled Vacation. God, I could use a vacation right now. I probably won't be going on a vacation until I'm like 150 million years old, but anyway, a girl can dream. No, I'm just kidding. Enough of the pity party. I would like to go on a vacation at some point. But, you know, local elections are coming up. And for those of you that are my regular listeners, you know that that is on my radar right now. So, now right now, Princess Chloe is late coming down because, yes, we had a fight this morning. We had a big fight. She flew in her housekeeper from London. And yes, the place is looking freaking spotless. But you know what? I'm still upset that she didn't ask me first. Am I wrong to think? Oh, hi, Chloe. Hi. What? Are you recording already? Yes, I am. Come on. You're just in time. I just wanted to warm the audience up a little bit. But I thought that was my job. It is, you know, because you're my guest, but I just thought I'd warm them up this time around. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of venting to them for a second because, why? Is it because of my housekeeper? Well, we call her maid, by the way. Why are you, no, she's a housekeeper. She's wearing scrubs. To me, when I think of a maid, I think of a woman in a black and white French maid outfit. Great, that's going to be all of a sudden politically incorrect now. Can't say black and white outfit anymore. Oh, please. You can say whatever the hell you want. Well, not these days. Ain't that the truth? But anyway, but yes, she's been great. You weren't cleaning it up for me. Oh, I'm supposed to be cleaning it up for you. Got it. No, I'm just saying, I'm just used to someone cleaning it up for me. Sorry. But I had a flyer in at least for a week. Let me know how it works. A week? You said 2 days. Oh, really? How realistic is that? That I have to fly her from London for only 2 days? That doesn't make any sense. I know. All right. She can be here for only a week. A week. Also, what kind of tea do you have? It looks really delicious. Oh, it's my lovely concoction that I made. It's black tea with some vanilla cream. Really? Oh yes, it's fantastic. And then also with a little bit of bourbon. I'm telling you everyone, it is after 5 o'clock. So it's time for tea. Even though I did my high tea at 4, now I'm doing my, just keeping it on going with a little bit of bourbon. I think that's really appropriate. And it is. So what episode are we doing? We're doing a vacation. Oh God, I could use one. You've been on vacation. Oh, you're right. Oh dear God. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and get started on this episode, everybody. So, Princess Chloe, are we able to get going? Absolutely. And again, guys, if you've been a regular listener to my Fun Fridays so far, I have been skipping the intro to The Prince, just because if you've seen it already or haven't seen it yet and you want to see it in person, it's just much better. So, but here we are. You ready? Let's do it.
The whole trip is casual, so let's just do Gucci, Prada, Tom Brown. Are you excited to go to the Caribbean, Ellen?
Of course, Your Royal Highness.
You know, this is going to be like a vacation for you too, oh. I mean, I might ask you for a picture or two for Instagram, but other than that, you're barely going to see me, so bring plenty of books.
I will, sir.
You could sound more excited. Jesus. How many butlers get to go to Mystique? Not a lot, that's how many.
I'm very excited, sir.
Do you even tan? What happens to that skin? Does it just get blotchy or... Never mind. Why am I asking him questions? Hey, O, do I have the legs for this swimsuit? And don't lie.
There's nothing you can't wear, sir. You have a body made for clothes.
Aw, thanks, O. This is going to be such a fun trip. Too bad your wife couldn't make it, you know, because she's dead and all.
Oh, my God.
You know what? No, it's better just that anyway.
I can't believe...
Oh, my God. We have to talk about that. Oh, by the way, what did you mean? Sorry to interrupt you, but what did you mean when you said I miss my designer clothes? You have designer clothes for the summertime. Well, not as many as the fall. So I'm just looking forward to getting them out for the fall because I love fall. Oh, dear Lord. But you don't love fall? I do love fall. Don't get me wrong, but I'm more of a summertime on the yacht and the bikini type of girl. Well, you can fly anytime you want, except you gotta do all the tests and stuff now. With the you know, the vid. Oh, right. Well, all right. Well, I'll just have to reminisce in my days being in a bikini, being on a yacht. God, that sounds nice. Anyway, but yeah, already this is... Wait a minute. I have to ask you this. What? Is the housekeeper your Owen? And that's why you flew her and you started to miss her because you were seeing a resemblance with your relationship? Well, I don't treat her like that, but yes, she's my Owen. She is my Owen. And what is her name? Rose. But you met her this morning. All right. I forgot her name. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord. And I should have remembered that because red roses are my favorite flower. But anyway... yes, audience, in case you heard that, yes, red roses are my favorite flowers, so thank you. Anyway, all right, well, I guess they're packing for a vacation, and that's all we know so far, so any thoughts on that? No, let's move on. Now we get to, oh, this is good, okay.
We get to go to the Caribbean. It's a dream. It's all a wonderful dream, Douglas. This is going to be the honeymoon we never had, Greg. I know, and I think it's just what we need.
Oh. Do we need something?
I thought we were happy.
We are. That's not at all what I meant. I'm just saying.
Do you still find me attractive?
Come here.
Shh. I'm being so silly.
God. I know it's going to be very annoying. I feel like this one is going to be one of those types of quick pauses. But anyway, that's so sad though. It's like he's starting to show himself that he's like, yeah, I'm not really attracted to you. Like, I'm just, yeah. Poor guy. Ugh. That breaks my heart. But it's probably like this. I don't find you attractive right now if you're going to be crying right now. But it's like, no, I'm kidding. That's not very nice of me. Oh, no. I think that's really normal and long. I feel, they said they were in a long relationship. Remember, they're talking about adoption and, you know, we're going to be one of those couples. So maybe they're just having a little bit of a rut. Yeah, maybe. So sad though. He's like, do you find me attractive? I was like, aw. Let's see what happens with them, shall we? Let's. Oh, look at that private jet.
Excuse me. Yeah. Hey, are there any of the cashmere Hermes blankets? This one is cotton and it's slicing my skin.
I believe those are the only blankets on board, Your Royal Highness.
This plane fucking sucks. Go. Stop looking at me.
The Bachelor.
Slaps. Slats!
Oh.
Yes!
Right away, sir. Can you get me some mixed nuts?
I'm on break.
Mixed nuts.
Brilliant. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin?
He's like, are they warm?
Duh.
Duh.
So, where is it you're from again, mate?
Scotland.
Got it.
I can't wait to see you in that bikini, darling. Yes. All anybody's going to be talking about is your figure. Is there anything you need, Your Royal Highness?
Yeah, an air sick bag. You having fun back there with your little friends? I guess this is like spring break for you people.
Just want to make sure you have everything you need, sir.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Remember, this is your vacation too, Owen. So just have fun, okay? Really, don't worry about me.
That's very kind, sir.
Actually, oh, before you go, get a pic of me in my seat here. I'll pretend I'm looking out at the clouds. Ugh, you didn't use portrait mode? Never mind, it's fine, it's fine. Plain photos are passe anyway. All I need from you this trip is one perfect Instagram-o. Got it? Now get back in economy.
So, after we arrive, do you think we could possibly...
No.
Well, what about...
No.
Or even...
No.
Right, well, lovely chatting.
He's not giving that one a rose.
Nope.
But he just fucked her.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, everything about that plane ride is so cliche with what the elite, you know, royal rich lifestyle ends up being. I love it. Oh, the fact that the queen is watching The Bachelor is fantastic. Just saying. But I just automatically, why do I feel like, I know I can get this way, not about, you know, Instagram and all that stuff, but do you ever do that? Do you ever do the whole, oh, are you talking about the Instagram portrait mode? I'm such a diva about all that. You? No. I know. Shut up. But anyway, no, I just, but I, you know, nowadays you have to make your profile look very intriguing. Plus, I have a lot of men sliding into my, what do they say, sliding into my DMs? Yeah, actually, that's what, exactly what it's called. It's really, it's nice. It's like whenever you have a new photo, you just go, oh, okay, hello, how are you? And that's it. So I think it's kind of important. So in a way, what George is saying, it's not completely wrong. He's like, you didn't use portrait mode. Come on, it's all about the way the picture's formed. Well, I know. Oh, that's right. You do all the entertainment stuff or whatever. So you know. Yes. Yeah, so I understand very well what that's like, of course. But anyway, but the whole thing, I love that with Prince George saying, Prince Charles with Camilla saying, I cannot wait to see you in your new bikini, darling. And it's like, and everybody's going, bleh. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of choked up a little when I thought that. Oh, come on. I think she's got an okay bod. You're talking about Camilla? Yes. I mean, I don't think I'd want to see it. Now, Helen Mirren has got a bod. Just saying. And I think they're about the same age. I know. But you may be right. Camilla can be a little drab. But, you know, I think she's like the surprise that we don't expect. No, maybe, but there's a reason we've never seen her in a bikini. I'm just saying. Okay? But I don't think in the royal family you're really allowed to. Well, I mean, you're not allowed to. They have rules about that thing, so they have certain rules that you can't, you know, really be all sexy and showing off your bod. And I mean, why do you think they didn't have a lot of bikini shots with Meghan Markle, with all the attention she's trying to get? You would think they would have at the time when they were in the royal family, like actually around them. You know, they went to the beaches and stuff like that all together. Well, also, they don't really talk to the paparazzi and tell them where they are. Oh, they always find them, though. You know that. Yeah, that's true. All right, shall we move on? Let's. Oh, here they come. Oh, my gosh, they're wearing pineapple hats.
Excuse me. Thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
Your Majesty.
Yum. Is there anything more beachy than thick, rare roast beef?
Camilla in a bikini comes to mind.
We're eating!
Has anybody seen Owen? Owen, comma, where the fuck are you, question mark, question mark, question mark?
Oh my god!
Hello all, sorry we're late, our flight was delayed. You know, JetBlue.
We don't
JetBlue!
It was mint though. Come on, we were in mint.
Oh, they gave you a mint. How lovely for you. I have some gum in my purse if you'd like.
No, we were in mint. It's like their business class. It's really nice. They give you these cookies and...
Megan, I'm begging you to stop now.
And then people kept wanting to get a picture. You know, because I'm on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So, a lot of people coming up to us.
Uh-huh.
There was something you needed, Your Royal Highness?
Yeah, my fucking butler. I'm sitting here cutting my own meat like an animal. Ugh, not now, not now.
Do you want a picture here, sir? I'll do it in portrait mode this time.
Do I want a picture of me eating roast beef? No, you idiot. Later.
Children, would you like to go play in the sand?
Wait, are you? Are you talking to me? Is she talking to me?
Go play with them, William.
You play with them.
Oh, and I brought some of my homemade ketchup. I'm coming out with a line of condiments, ketchups, mustards, everything.
We're really taking LA by storm.
Yeah, and the show's been a great platform to help me promote my brand.
It's already a brand. It's called Heinz.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh no, Prince Philip's on fire. Oh god.
There. Good as new.
Oh my god. Oh, okay, I'll pause it right there because they're in the next scene. But oh my gosh, that is all of that. Just wow. I told you, Megan. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if she came out with her own brand of condiments. I really wouldn't be surprised and call it Megan's. But I do love the fact that Prince George says, this is, it's already a brand. It's called Heinz. And yeah, it's really hilarious. But anyway, but it's hilarious that Louis is, you know, being Louis and yelling and all that. And but I love that right in the beginning. I can't imagine anything better than rare roast beef. And he says, Camilla in a bikini comes to mind. And she's like, we're eating. I know. It's like, oh, I know. It's like when you're eating, you don't want to think about that stuff, you know? But then when Harry and Meghan arrive and they talk about JetBlue, and the prince goes, please stop. I mean, I think that, please stop. Please stop it. Yeah, that is pretty hilarious. And she's like, oh yeah, because, you know, everyone's taking pictures of me because I'm on The Real Housewives. I love that they just make her look so desperate. And it's like, we're taking LA by storm. Oh, it's so good. But anyway, but then the fact that Prince Philip his face gets on fire because of how hot he is, like the sweat dripping, and then he turns into flames, like, oh god, or bursts into flames. Oh, it's so funny. But I do like it also that Kate goes, go on, play in the sand, children, and then Prince George goes, is she talking to me? She's talking to me. I mean, because it's true, the whole show, she doesn't even really acknowledge him that much. So it's kind of cool to see that, but let's keep going.
Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
All it would take is one giant wave. I was thinking the same thing. You okay, Kevin?
Water. Beautiful.
Aww.
Careful, you're starting to burn. Isn't he always that color?
Watch and learn, Ella. Big bang! Yeah! Do it!
No, Jay!
No, I don't wanna. Get away from me with that.
Ready? 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 Do it! To me!
I said knock it off with that.
Aww. Yes, I told you. I'm working on it. Hi, George.
Hey, why do you have two cell phones?
It's a toy for little girls, see?
Okay, whatever. Great, you ruined it. I said knock it off.
Look, we have to be careful. George is starting to get suspicious. I don't know, I guess he's not as fucking dumb as he looks. Oh, the weather's been great, thanks, yeah. So all you'd have to do is Instagram yourselves using my ketchup. It'd be a huge help. I see. Well, that's something we'll definitely think about.
Who's that?
That's your nephew, Archie.
You're pulling my leg. Why have we not met before?
You've met him like 1,000 times. So are you gonna do the fucking Instagram or not?
Is the pressure okay?
It's great.
Great. So, what do you do for work?
I really don't want to talk, if that's okay.
Right. I just figured since it's a beach massage.
Camilla, are you going to take that robe off and show Mummy your figure?
Yes, darling. Mummy, doesn't Camilla look like a Victoria's Secret model?
If Victoria's Secret is actually an old cow, then yes.
That's not her secret.
Oh my god.
Oh, yep. There goes Kevin eating the fish.
We might need to start feeding these people more.
When did Vanity Fair become such a piece of shit? You know, you don't have to stand there with that umbrella, oh. You can go for a swim or something, I'm good.
But then you would get sunburned, sir.
Oh no, it's fine. I only get golden brown. I don't have the complexion of a 65-year-old alcoholic who's been outside twice.
If you're absolutely certain, sir.
Water does look nice, sir. I've never been in the ocean. I'm not quite sure I even know how to swim.
Really? Aww. Oh, that stinks. In that case, you can take more pictures of me. I really need a good one for Instagram. If no one knows I went to Mystique, it's like, why did I even go, you know?
Absolutely, sir.
So get a few of me here. None of these are usable. Do it again. Well, it would be nice if you gave me a little direction. What do I do? Where do I move? Hello?
Of course, sir. Turn this way.
Sunglasses on or off?
Let's try it with them on, sir.
Oh my god.
Mom, tell Louis stop.
Oh my god, I love that Louis keeps hitting Prince George in the face with a football. Or soccer ball. He's even saying football.
This is how you say it. Football. Yes, yeah, it's so good. Football. It's, yes.
I just love it. In Victoria's Secret, that she tells Camilla, the Queen tells Camilla, if Victoria's Secret looked like an old poof axe. This is so harsh. They are so harsh towards Camilla, but I get it. I get it. But no, that whole thing with Charlotte, with her secret, and then William not remembering Archie, and then having Harry doing massages on the beach. And he's just like, you know, since it was a beach massage, we can talk. Oh my gosh, this whole thing is just brilliant. And then Kevin, well, the monster, eating the fish. I know. I was like, damn, he like really just, his mouth went all over that thing. That's what she said. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought of that in so long. From The Office, right? Yeah, it's so good. So good. That's what she said. Have you ever seen the American Office? The fact that you know that. Because I've never seen the British Office. I actually have only seen the British Office like the first season. I should look into it more. But I love the style of that show. Of course, you couldn't play it now. No, you couldn't. Although Ricky Gervais is really hysterical. I know, I love him. All right, shall we continue what's going on here? Oh, yes. There we go. He's eating Pringles. Oh, God.
Pringle?
No. I'm making it official. I hate him. So, are we still considering this our honeymoon?
What if Prince Philip's balls were caught in the bathtub drain? I need someone right now.
No.
Oh my gosh, well, there's nothing much to really talk about with that, except he's just eating Pringles and they're saying, I hate him. Oh, good, they're at their dinner. Okay, we have to continue with this.
So, yeah, we're hoping the ketchups and mustards are going to be sold at Whole Foods, which, you know, would be huge. Oh, and they're all organic, in case anyone was wondering.
We weren't. That's two today. How are your balls? Good.
Ow. Sorry.
Ow.
Oh my god, he's sunburned.
Oh, Harry, I just found out you had a son. Congratulations, old man.
Daughter, but thank you.
Son, and you didn't just find out. Is it me?
No.
Anyway, I was saying I had a sunburn. Ow. That's why I look like a monster. Oh, sorry. Not that you look like a monster.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I never know what to say to him.
Just a heads up.
Poor
Camilla
Kevin.
Had a bit of a mishap earlier today. They all understand, darling. There might be some unfortunately, well, racy photos appearing online later. Oh, and if anyone found a bikini top in the water, it belongs to Camilla.
I thought that was two fishing nets. Sorry.
I knew it was a boy. I just forgot.
Please, just let me be annoyed.
Oh my god. I thought those were two fishing nets. I can't. Too much. I don't know if I'm so slap happy or if this is what it should be like. I just want it to be true. I know. The conversations in private are, they can be a little intense sometimes. But I love the fact that Prince George is sunburned. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get sunburned. And he's like, all right, you know. Oh, I just think I just love it. And I love the fact that he says, but Harry says, I knew it was a boy. I just forgot. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's so good. Oh, I'm just slap happy. I think that's what's going on. But anyway, it's we have like a couple minutes left, so let's wrap this up. We're a minute and a half, so let's wrap this up.
There's barely anything to work with here. They're all fucking blurry. Do you have tremors?
I apologize, Your Royal Highness. Aww. I am a very poor photographer.
Yeah, you are. Does my face look as bad as I think, oh?
Not at all. Why, I think it makes you look rugged, sir.
Like Chris Hemsworth?
Sure.
Thanks, oh. I know you wouldn't say it if you didn't mean it. Help me get ready for bed. Ow.
I'm sorry you didn't get your perfect vacation Instagram, sir.
Oh, I just posted something.
Aww.
I'm in that.
Yeah, it's cute. It's very us.
Very us.
Ooh, it's doing well. Dame Kelly Ripper already liked it.
Well, good night, sir.
Dame Kelly Ripper.
Would you stay until I fall asleep?
Of course.
Oh.
Sir, I think you forgot to tag me.
I didn't.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. He's like, I didn't. Like, oh, it's mean. Oh, okay. Well, what are your final thoughts? That's so true, though, that their relationship was just like me and Rose. Oh. I think, she stopped vacuuming. I wonder where she went. I don't hear her anymore. Well, maybe she needed a walk. You texted her, didn't you, and told her to go for a walk. I don't have her number. Oh. That was me. You told her to go for a walk? Well, I wanted to respect your time and your noise level and all that stuff that you podcasters do. Well, thank you. That was really considerate of you. Well, if you have nothing else to add, really, because I think that was a really cute final scene between him and O, and you know, I think it's sweet to find out that that's kind of like your guys' relationship. Except I do tag her if I ever do a photo with her. She's tagged in my pictures. Yeah. Do you have Instagram? Like, I haven't found you yet. Oh, I had to redo it and everything. But I do plan on having my Instagram back up pretty soon. I just had to redo a few things because I didn't feel like it looked like me. So, especially when I moved here, not moved, obviously, but
came here to the States. You said moved here. What do you mean you moved here? We can get to that at another time. So you're moving here? Technically, I've already moved. So, ooh, I put too much bourbon in this, I think. All right, gonna have to have some too after our little conversation. But I'm actually kind of happy that you're coming here though, because I feel like we need a little Princess Chloe in America. We need her. Oh, thank you. You're welcome. And on that note, to end on a happy note, yes, so that was a very entertaining episode. And as usual, there is no saying or quote at the end of this one, except for just have a great weekend, everybody, and stay on your local elections, because they are coming up very, very soon, November the 2nd. So definitely keep an eye on your local elections, who's running. You've got to know who's running. It's very important this time around more than ever. So look out for my new Satire Day tomorrow, and have a good weekend, everybody. Princess Chloe, say bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And we're going to go over episode 7 called... Oh, I see it right here. It's called Date Night. So let's see what happens. It looks like Charles does a double date with his parents. And I'm reading the synopsis right now. It says the palace staff celebrate a rare night off. Oh, so it's going to be like, oh, it's going to be very party-like. Prince George looks to obliterate his science fair. Oh, he's doing a science fair. Now, that's funny. And then Meghan and Harry face career blows. And then Kate searches for new beginnings. Oh, so this could be a good one, episode 7. I think so. This might be a very entertaining one for sure. So anyway, thank you all for listening. And have a great weekend, guys. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.